Hello everyone, and welcome to this course, How to Become a Top Teacher. I'm James, your co-host, and as always, I'm joined by Lisa. How are you doing today, Lisa?
Hi James. I'm great, thanks. Really excited about today's topic. We're diving into something that's so relevant and practical for teachers at every stage of their careers.
Absolutely. Today, we're taking a closer look at Top Teacher Theory 1. It's a course designed to help teachers turn classroom theory into everyday teaching wins. Think of it as a roadmap for becoming a more effective and reflective educator.
That's a great way to put it, James. It's essentially about bridging the gap between theory and practice. And what I love about it is how it blends classic learning theories with modern brain research and practical strategies for the classroom.
Right. It's not just about reading through theories like Piaget or Vygotsky, but actually understanding how those ideas can impact lesson design, assessment, and even classroom management. So, let's start with the big question. Why does this course exist in the first place?
Good question. The main goal of the course is to help teachers become pedagogical experts. It's about understanding how individual learners build their skills and competences. That means looking at things like how students learn, what motivates them, and how to create lessons that stick.
Exactly. And to do that, the course incorporates some really interesting elements like differentiation, active learning methods, and even leadership strategies. I think the leadership angle is particularly intriguing because it goes beyond just teaching. It's about driving change in your classroom or even your school.
Absolutely. And the course is packed with practical tools. For example, you'll learn how to design student-centered lessons, use assessment as a tool to improve learning, and plan real-life, active learning experiences. It's not just about talking theory, it's about applying it.
That's so important. I mean, how often do we hear teachers say, "This theory sounds great, but how do I use it in my classroom?" This course addresses that head-on. And the best part? It's for a wide range of educators, whether you're a classroom teacher, a mentor, or even a school leader.
Right, and no advanced theory background is needed. All you need is a passion for teaching and a willingness to try out new ideas. Speaking of which, James, what can participants expect to learn by the end of the course?
Great question. By the end, participants will be able to explain major learning theories in practical classroom terms, diagnose learners' prior knowledge, and adapt their teaching accordingly. They'll also learn how to design lessons focused on 21st century skills, use formative assessments effectively, and apply active learning methods.
And that's not all. They'll also create a coherent lesson plan and a personal development plan, or PDP, for their teaching. Plus, they'll gain insights into pedagogical leadership, which is so valuable for creating meaningful changes in the classroom.
It's such a comprehensive skill set. So, let's talk about how the course is structured. It's built around one main lesson called Welcome to Top Teacher Theory, which is then divided into topics. Each topic is designed to be digestible and practical, right?
Exactly. Each topic takes about 20 to 60 minutes and covers areas like emotional interaction, motivation, learning theories, and differentiation. For instance, there's a section on brain research that highlights why experience and social interaction are so critical for learning.
I love that. And there's also a focus on assessment, diagnostic, formative, and summative. It's all about using feedback to actually improve learning, not just to assign grades.
Right. And they've included active learning methods too, like group work, projects, and practical activities. Plus, there's guidance on integrating ICT and free resources for teachers. It's very hands-on.
That hands-on approach extends to how participants practice what they learn. The course includes short tasks, reflective exercises, and opportunities for peer feedback. There's even a summative project where you create a full lesson plan using everything you've learned.
And let's not forget the personal development plan. It's a fantastic way for teachers to set one concrete improvement goal and create actionable steps to achieve it. It's all about continuous growth.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about the time commitment. The course is flexible, but they suggest a pace of 4 to 6 weeks, with 1 to 2 topics per week. That's manageable, even for busy teachers.
Totally. And the payoff is huge. By the end, you'll have practical strategies, a usable lesson plan template, and a toolkit of active learning ideas. Plus, you'll feel more confident to lead small pedagogical changes in your classroom or school.
And if you're wondering how the course ties into the book it's based on, don't worry. Each topic links back to the book's chapters and practical appendices, so you can dive deeper if you want more context.
That's a great feature. And they also offer tips to get the most out of the course, like starting with a diagnostic to understand your learners, trying small experiments in class, and using formative feedback regularly.
It's such a well-thought-out course. And the sense of community is a big plus too. There's a discussion forum where participants can share ideas, ask for feedback, and learn from each other.
Exactly. And there's a resource list with lesson plan templates, planning tips, and links to free tools. It's all about making the learning process collaborative and accessible.
So, if you're a teacher looking to sharpen your skills and make a real impact in your classroom, this course could be a game changer. Why not start with a diagnostic quiz or reflect on one class or student you'd like to support?
And then dive into the first topic on emotional interaction and self-esteem. It's a quick read, but it's packed with insights. Plus, you can try out a small change in your class this week and see how it works.
It's all about small steps leading to big changes. So, let's get started on this very interesting journey. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye for now, and happy learning.